Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is The Following On, bringing you highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the fifth T20 between India and England, the decider, all to play for with the series level at 2-2. England have once again won the toss, decided to bowl. Let's join our commentary team for the first time, Andrew McKenna and England international Kate Cross.
There's no spectators, but those that are listening, I'm sure you're going to enjoy this one. This is going to be good. So it's Adil Rashid to Rohit Sharma to start us off, and Rashid is in, and straight away he's in full and straight, base of the middle stump. Rohit flicks to short mid wickets, and there is no run. So we're underway, Kate Cross.
We are. It didn't go for six. Surprising.
Jofra Archer's first delivery of this over was clocked at 147 kilometres an hour. It's not a bad loosener, that is it. Get yourself into it, Joff. Might be his quickest of the series so far. He's definitely been around, I don't think he's hit 150 yet, but he's been around 147, 148.
That looked like he just hurried Virat as well a little bit. He just pulled his head away from that pull shot and just maybe a little bit skiddy. You can see Virat's angry with himself.
Slower ball on this occasion from Archer is driven through the covers. Rohit Sharma has got it away, and although Johnny Bairstow is after that one, he can't catch up with it. And having said that the first over was a little bit quiet at three without loss, the end of the second, 10 have come from that first Jofra Archer over. India 13 without loss here on TalkSport 2.
Yeah, just rolled his fingers down that one again. Leg cutters just a little bit too full with that length for me when he is bowling that slow ball, and he's not got his field set to cover that offside boundary, so I think he'll probably give that information to Mark Wood now.
These two sides, by the way, they don't lose series very often. Someone's going to come out on the wrong end today. It's been eight T20 series since England lost. Seven since India lost. Two sides building to a World Cup later in the year. Rohit Sharma has taken this one from Adil Rashid, and he's put it into the stands over long on. Wide long on. Rashid stayed on for a second over. And India at the end of the third are 22 without loss. Rohit Sharma goes to 14 with a sweet swing of the bat. He's taken that from outside of off stump and put it over long on for a clean six.
You can see a big sigh there from Adil Rashid as well, but that's the toss-up that we're talking about. If he gets a wicket in that second over, then Owen Morgan's an absolute genius. If not, the batters have just got a bit more comfortable. Like you said, just took it from outside off stump. Clean hit from Rohit Sharma. 22 for none in third over.
Another almost caught and bowled off Rohit Sharma. He's hammered it back past Mark Wood. Wood flings out his right hand. It's one of those that if it sticks, it's an absolute worldie. It doesn't stick and it flies away to the boundary. Rohit Sharma looks like he's on it today. 27 without loss, two balls into the fourth.
That was 149 kilometres from Mark Wood, and I think it came back twice as quick as that. He's absolutely powered it down the ground, just stood tall on it, kind of on top of the bounce, on top of that length. I don't think Mark Wood knew much about it either.
Wood in once again, hammered back past him by Rohit Sharma. Again, that probably departed the bat twice as quick as it arrived, and let me tell you, it arrived quickly. India 33 without loss, and that ball was 151 kilometres an hour. Mark Wood is sending it down there fast. Rohit Sharma is sending it away just as quickly.
Again, just slightly too full from Mark Wood, but I've just envisaged that coming off Mark Wood's shin, because that was very, very close to hitting him. But yeah, just offering a little bit too much length for the batters at the minute. Need to pull that length back. That's what they've done so well, these England opening bowlers. They've hit the pitch hard. They've challenged the spice of the bat.
All series, I've been crying out for a 220 plays 210 game.
four in the ring on the offside. Then short fine leg on the leg side as Archie goes in. Bumper! And it's flown over Josh Butler's head and will go for four wides. It was quick. And Josh Butler turns round and as if to say, well, what am I supposed to do about that? I've got to say, as a keeper, there's nothing you can do. That is fast, it's short, and it was still going up as it went past Josh Butler's fingertips. Blimey.
It just looked, just seemed to take off, didn't it? It looked like the right length to me, but yeah, it just completely taken off the pitch and nothing Josh Butler could have done about that.
Mark Wood in. Oh, and that's been clambered into. It's gone all the way. It's bounced up the seats even further than it arrived in them. Absolutely superb shot from Virat Kohli. It brings up India's 50. Kohli moves to 16 not out and is now better than a runner ball. Terrific shot by the Indian captain.
Yeah, that one looked like... It did look like it hurried him a little bit. Looks like it's skidding on, but yeah, he's just got kind of off stump line of that and just helped it round the corner, really. There was a deep square leg behind square, but absolutely nowhere near him when it's gone 10 rows back.
Yeah, looks pretty pleased with himself as well, Virat Kohli, after that one. Owen Morgan, who's had a very smart haircut since the last T20, looks on impassively. Wood right arm over, quick, and that's just picked up by Rohit Sharma, and that one has joined the six earlier in the over from Virat Kohli. Six to Rohit Sharma, who now moves on to 34 from 19. And with two balls left of this power play, India 59 without loss, and England needs something from somewhere. And Chris Jordan, whose position in the team probably been mentioned in dispatches, comes in again, rolls his knuckles across that one as well. Virat Kohli onto it though, punches it out to mid-on. Ben Stokes comes in from the boundary, keeps it down to a single, and the score goes on to 64 without loss here on TalkSport 2.
Yeah, he's a good bowler for me, Chris. I know it sparks debate that his position may be up for, you know, when we were selecting his side. For me, he plays. You know, again, I'll go on what Owen Morgan likes. He likes that he trusts Chris Jordan, that, you know, when he can frame the ball, that he's going to bowl him at the death and he's going to come in and bowl at this side. Sometimes in T20 cricket, unfortunately, your name's on it.
As he's in again, and that one is clambered into, and the figures might have just been rearranged a tad with the final ball of that over, as Rohit Sharma, with almost nonchalant ease, swings the ball away to deep mid-wicket for six more, and what had been a very good over ends up as an OK one. And after seven overs, India 70 without loss. Rohit Sharma 44 not out from just 26 deliveries. Arm over the wicket, and that's picked up straight up in the air. This could be out. It's a difficult swirling chance, and it's been dropped by Mark Wood. Josh Butler may well have even got there, but Wood called for it at third man, but never really got properly in position and properly set. And England put down the first chance they've managed to create. And to make matters worse, Rohit potters through for a couple, and India take the score to 75 without loss rather than the 73 for one it should have been.
That ball had some serious airtime. That has stood in the air for a long, long time. Obviously, Josh had no chance of getting there, so it was under Mark Wood. But while it was up there, it just didn't look too confident for me. And at the end, he's not even got a hand on it, which is a bad miss, obviously, with a guy in this form.
Curran sees Rohit Sharma go down the leg side. I don't know how Rohit Sharma did that. He was actually went out side leg stump. Sam Curran saw him, and Rohit Sharma still swung the ball for a maximum over square leg. Absolutely brilliant batting, and what a way to bring up your half century, Rohit Sharma. 53 from just 30 deliveries, and that his 22nd 50 in international T20s. A remarkable record. And he has batted beautifully with just that one chance. And India 81 without loss after eight. In comes Stokes again, and that is just smashed back over his head by Rohit Sharma for six more. That was disdainful. You talk about him not paying any Sam Curran any respect. That was Ben Stokes. He just went, fine, whatever, bat six.
He's different stuff, I'm sorry. He's unbelievable. I mean, listen, I love watching this guy bat. You know, again, the ball is full in length. He's able to get underneath it. And these guys now, no boundary in world cricket is big enough for him. And he's just picked it up, stand there, admired it, long on, no chance, just fetch the ball, throw it back, let's go again.
Certainly the schedule looks high for a beyond 200 as far as India are concerned. 94 without loss after 8.5 overs as Stokes comes in again. Oh, and he's bowled him via a big inside edge. Rohit Sharma, well, his wonderful innings has come to an end. Ben Stokes has finally got his man, the final ball of the ninth over. And Rohit Sharma's wonderful innings of 64 from just 33 balls comes to a close. Have I got the wrong man? And it's superb. Well bowled, Ben Stokes in the end.
Yeah, slower ball from Ben. Outdid him, as I said. Rohit was getting after him. And as I said earlier, you know, Ben, he does leak some runs because he's a wicket taker. And that's what he's done for Owen Morgan. He's captained his arse and he is obliged. Fantastic. But what a knock from Rohit Sharma. 64 from 34 balls to give India a fantastic tour. 94 for one off nine here on TalkSport 2.
Missing leg again, I think. As in comes Adil Rashid, and down the wicket comes Uriah Kumar and just smashes that for six. Well, I've had the sighter, I've got the single. I think it's time to get going again. And Uriah Kumar just smashes Adil Rashid back over his head for six, the moment after Kohli had been in all sorts of bother. Brilliant batting by the youngster.
What a young talent. What a young talent is Uriah Kumar is. He's a fantastic player. Was his nickname Sky? He does like a six, and he's again though. He reminds me a little bit of a taller version of Mohammed Yusuf. Just the way he danced down, he same.
30 years of age, and that is smashed away. That is a glorious shot. That is just an extraordinary shot over. It's a cover drive for six. It's just absolutely brilliant. Inside out, smashes it over cover. What a shot. They're just checking to see if it did go over the boundary, but I'm pretty sure it did.
Just on that, you mentioned Mohammed Yusuf, and when you brought that up with me before, I said Damian Martin. Damian Martin was one of the first batsmen I can remember in cricket who hit sixes over cover. I don't remember him doing it too often off a leg spinner.
Jordan in. It's a slower ball to start with, almost like an off spinner. It's been worked through mid-on. Oh my goodness, what a shot from Virat Kohli. There's a deep mid-wicket and a long on, both stationed on the boundary. And Kohli has worked out the angle to find exactly the midpoint between the pair of them so that neither can get round and stop it. It's a brilliant ball. It's basically a quick off break from Chris Jordan that's been whipped for four.
As I said, sometimes we can overdo these slower balls. I would like to see fast Yorkers in there, up on the batsman's toes a little bit more, because you come predictable. And I think batsmen, T20 batsmen around the world now, look for the slower balls, and the quicker balls are a surprise.
Quite sure what we're waiting for. There's a couple of long range conversations going on between the England fielders and bowlers. Chris Jordan is on his way once again. Surya Kumar is going across his stumps, gets outside off stump, flicks it through fine leg, and Adil Rashid in the 30 yard circle can't get across to his right hand side and stop it. He probably should have, but it goes away for four. And India are 125 for one. They're going at almost 10 and three quarters and over. This is cricket of a completely different variety from what we've seen this series so far, and it's brilliant.
Again, another off cutter, slower ball by Chris Jordan. He's gone down to the offside, gone down on one knee, and then just played a sweep, a short fine leg. Adil has dived over it. It's gone down like Tower Bridge there.
Hard to dive over that. That was quite high. Like, he actually had to dive up to get over that ball.
Jordan in, right arm over. It's another flick over the leg side. This one's going to go down to fine leg. One bounce. Surya Kumar had decided that he pretty much knew what Jordan was going to bowl, and he worked out the angles. And that one he made proper contact on and just flicked it over Adil Rashid. It's another four. He goes to 27 from just 12 balls. India 129 for one.
I might have to nick a line from Coming to America and Coming to America 2. If you could think of the old guy when one of the characters that Eddie Murphy's singing, and the old guy from the barbershop, that boy good, that boy good. Let me tell you this. Shirav Kumar Yadav, he's a serious, serious young player. I haven't seen much of him. But what I'm seeing, I'm very excited about this guy. I mean, India have got some serious young batters in their hands, haven't they?
I don't know why a professional is talking about that shot, Marco. That is a club cricket shot.
Stokes is going to continue. This is the 13th over of the innings. India 133 for one.
Coming down the wicket is Kohli. Hitting into the leg side is Kohli. Hitting over the leg side is Kohli. It's all the way for six. He goes to 36. India 139 for one. The onslaught keeps on coming, Kate Cross.
I've not even been on commentary, but I need to take a breath. And I feel like that's what Owen Morgan needs. He needs someone to just come on and try and control some of this damage. We've not tried a wide Yorker plan. Can they do something different? Can they try and shut off part of the ground? Can they try and make the Indian batters do something different? We've not seen that yet. They've kept going with the slower balls.
Rashid goes in. It's a googly to Surya Makoav. Yadav. Oh, what a catch, Chris Jordan! Worldie! Absolute worldie! He's taking it, running away to his right-hand side at long on, then realised he's getting close to the boundary edge, flicks it away like a rugby pass to the supporting player, then goes off and over the boundary advertising. We are going upstairs, but that will be one of the greatest catches of all time, bar none.
Want your best angle for the catch, please?
I'm speechless. I'm actually speechless. He has made that look so easy as well. He's run round from to his right from long on. He's taken it really nonchalant, one-handed, and just flicked it up to Jason Roy. And then he's carried on running.
Jason Roy is giggling as the ball is in the air coming to him from Chris Jordan. That because Chris Jordan has taken an incredible catch, one-handed, but had the presence of mind to just gently lob the ball to his mate. It's so easy to get just a bit too much on it, get a bit too excited, not be able to control the flick. But my goodness. And do you know the worst thing about that? Is that it says Court Roy in the scorebook. Chris Jordan officially gets no credit for that whatsoever. My God, that's brilliant.
He will get all the credit for that on social media, though. That is one that we are going to be seeing for a very, very long time. And Jason Roy is still laughing, but that is, it's taken something absolutely spectacular to break that partnership.
Kohli 43 from 33 balls. Not out. Rohit Sharma 64 from 34 before dragging one on. Kohli down the pitch to Archer, hammers this through the covers. Owen Morgan gives up. Can the sweeper get around? Yes, they can. David Milan diving away to his right hand side. Morgan goes and does the tidying up, but they will still be able to take three. India 153 for two. Kohli is 46. They are just checking the fielding from David Milan, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Really good piece of fielding there from David Milan. His body's on the line there. He's run probably 30, 40 yards around the boundary, saved his team a run there, and how crucial could that be?
Kohli, who opened, played second fiddle really to Rohit Sharma, and then played second fiddle really to Surya Kumar Yadav as well, but now firmly in the spotlight, takes one step outside off stump. Mark Wood doesn't change too much, but another brilliant piece of running. Literally, they ran further than Kohli hit it, and he has got back for two, and he brings up his 50 from just 36 deliveries in the end. Absolutely superb knock from Virat Kohli. Two fours, two sixes, and an awful lot of very good running.
Yeah, it's another brilliant innings from Virat Kohli, and I just think it goes to show his versatility as a player. He's one of the best chasers in the game, but he's equally just opened the batting here. And you said he played second fiddle to Rohit Sharma, but it's a really important role, that, because it gives Rohit Sharma the license to play how he did at the top, because he's still keeping the score ticking at the other end and keeping him on strike and giving him that strike consistently.
Pandya has a big swing, gets a big inside edge, didn't mean it, goes through before Butler can move. It's four more runs, not where he meant to play it at all, but India won't worry about that. The scoreboard keeps hurtling round, 166 for two.
Yeah, he's taken on the short ball there from Mark Wood. He's trying to hit that over square leg, and he's just top edged that over Josh Butler's head. Not a bad ball from Mark Wood.
Now you feel for the bowler in those circumstances, don't you? Because he's done him, but he's still gone for four.
And that's the cruelty of T20 cricket sometimes. You can execute and your best balls still go for four.
Well, Mark Wood, after being Mr. Economy in the first four matches, three that he played, and that's thumped away by Hardik Pandya. Has it got the legs? It falls safe anyway, and is patted, well, rather unluckily by Ben Stokes, who'd done brilliantly to get to the ball, but in trying to flick it back, he pushes it into the boundary ropes. And again, you feel that Mark Wood morally won that particular battle, but again, the result is four more runs for Hardik Pandya. In again, Chris Jordan, and Hardik Pandya, well, there's no get off me there. It was just smashed through extra cover mid-off for four runs up on the back foot. Brilliant shot by Hardik Pandya after the unexceptional one last time. And it's four more to Hardik Pandya, and it's four more to India, who now race on to 177 for two. Pandya's 21 not out from 10. Virat Kohli 51 for 38. Here on TalkSport 2. As in comes Mark Wood again, and again it goes to that backward point area from Kohli. It was shorter. He came down the wicket, but he still got enough on the bat for it to bisect the fielders for four more. And yes, that was that frightening stat, wasn't it? That Virat Kohli actually begins to crank it up after he gets to 50. Signs that he's doing it. He's now 61 not out from 43, and he's hit Wood for back-to-back boundaries.
Again, it's that slower bumper that he's gone for. Virat has advanced down the wicket, playing it sort of off his nose. Flat bat shot, great shot. Fielders down at deep square leg and fine leg got no chance. Pierce both of them. And Wood, his figures tonight, I mean, 3.5, he's bowled five dots. 51 he's gone for.
And that's flicked away on the leg side, and that's going to go all the way for six. Hardik Pandya just sort of knelt a knee a little bit and shoveled it round the corner for six.
Couldn't catch that one.
You're going to be on my case now, aren't you? That is a fantastic shot. Cross seam delivery. Wrong length, really, wrong line. And he just picked him up. He just like shoveled him. Just shoveled him over fine leg for a mass. Well, it says 77 metres, I reckon. It's gone further than that. I mean, it's.
I'm not sure what he was trying to do there, because it was cross seam and it was down the leg side. And I think he was going for the Yorker.
And it's a short boundary that side as well, isn't it? He could have been going for Yorker. You can't miss a Yorker by that much.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, but it doesn't make sense.
India won. Run shy of the 200 as Chris Jordan's in again. Hardik Pandya swivels, swings and smashes him for six more. 6-6 is how this penultimate over begins as far as England and India are concerned. Pandya moves to 37 off 15. Chris Jordan is having his figures rearranged. Still no expression from Owen Morgan, but India bring the 200 up, 205 for two. Bit of a blow of the cheeks as far as Chris Jordan is concerned. Just resets himself before he comes in to bowl to Kohli, who drives him wide, squirts the ball through point and third man, and it's four more. And there have now been 17 runs scored off this over, and there's still another ball to come.
That's clever batting. That's very clever batting. He knows that Chris Jordan's going to sort of bowl it wide. That's why for me the field's not right. You know, he's just opened his hands and placed it beautifully between sort of backward point and it goes up on the 30-yard mark on the third man boundary on the 30-yard line on that third man line. Get my words out, Toots.
I think when in doubt, always try and hit six sixes in an over, guy.
Well, it's funny, in comes talking of hitting sixes, that was actually a one bounce four in the end from Virat Kohli. Last ball goes straight up in the air, bounces once before it reaches Mark Wood at short third man. They trot through for a single, and at the end of 20 hugely eventful overs here in the fifth and final T20 International, India have scored 224 for two. Hardik Pandya, 39 from 17, one of the not-out batsmen. And Virat Kohli, 80 more runs against England, not out again against England from just 52 balls. 67 coming off the last five overs. Earlier, Rohit Sharma slammed 64 from just 34 balls before being bowled off a big inside edge from Ben Stokes. Suraya Kumar Yadav made 32 off 17 deliveries before one of the best bits of fielding you'll ever see in your life from Chris Jordan.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Now, right, we're just having a little look at some stats. The England's highest total in India to win chasing previously to this is 181 for four. But they have chased down 230 and they have chased down 226. As I missed the first ball because I was going through my stats.
No, you didn't miss it. It was punched into the covers for no run.
Thank you very much, Joe.
A little bit wider than you would have liked,
Guy. I'd have been cross as Bhuvneshwar Kumar comes in again. Oh, and he bowls Jason Roy. He's taken out his off stump. I wish I hadn't watched that one, as that was a brilliant piece of bowling by Bhuvneshwar Kumar. And one of the England openers had to go large. It won't be Jason Roy. He's back for a two ball duck, and England chasing 225, 0 for 1.
Yeah, Jason Roy here, come down the track, tried to force something to happen, just completely missed the straight delivery, cross back shot, looks horrible when you don't get it, looks great when it goes for six. England lost an early one, 0 for 1 in the first over here live on TalkSport 2.
In again, Hardik Pandya, that's swung away by Milan, and that is a very good hit. It's the first boundary for England. It was middled by Milan and just what they needed. 6 for 1 now, Milan moves to 5.
Chris Gayle. No one wants the ball anywhere near him, so he gets so many. He gets in some parts of the game, he gets an extra run and over out of just wides because of how many they bowl, and Andre Russell is not far behind, so generally you get more wides bowled at you if you are hitting the ball like those guys. I'm not saying that's the case for Milan, that was just a mistake.
He's the world's number one T20 batsman, as in comes Hardik Pandya. And that is hooked away by Milan, and it's gone all the way for 6. And Milan is now taking on the Indian bowlers. It was desperately close to the fielder who was out in the deep, but it's gone over his head. And Milan is now moving forward. That's 4 and 6 off the bowling of Hardik Pandya. A top edge that flew all the way, and just what England need.
I was just going to say, the ball before that was that nothing length that we spoke about in that first innings, where it was almost like a hip length ball, and that actually, that last ball that went for 6 troubled Milan a lot more. It was up round head height.
Another excellent over from Bhuvneshwar Kumar, who now has played, this is his 48th match, and he's taken 44 wickets in that career, but his economy rate of fractionally over 7 is probably the most impressive thing as he comes in again. That is an absolutely glorious shot from David Milan. That is the shot of the innings so far. A glorious cover drive, a proper cricket shot, and it went like a bullet for 4.
That was absolutely gorgeous from Milan. Just timed it so, so well. Just lent into it through extra covers, left hand. I imagine that's the equivalent of a bowler just nipping one in, hitting top of off stump. It's the equivalent of what batters must go through, what they must dream about at night.
Yeah, that was the saddest thing when Ian Bell retired, because I wouldn't see quite as many cover drives as I like what is still my favourite shot in cricket, I think. as again Milan, this time it's on his leg side, and he tickles that very fine indeed. Intelligent batting this by Milan. It was just on leg stump and he kept it well, brilliantly placed, and he gets a second four leg bye, so giving him lots of credit, but in fact it flicked off the pad. But England won't mind. It's the end of the third over, four coming off the last ball, and England just slightly behind the rate, but only slightly, on 28 for one, chasing 225. Did look as if he'd hit it initially. Sundar in again, Butler down the wicket, smashes him back, just falls slightly short of the ropes. It'll be four rather than six, but Butler, statement of intent against the spin of Washington Sundar.
Yeah, really convincing shot here from Butler, just shuffled down the pitch and just checked his drive. It's really straight through mid on there. Really nice looking shot.
Really nice shot. So, four more for England. The one boundary Kate was talking about, and over, and that's up and over from Butler, and that's a really clever shot. Not as pretty, but brilliantly positioned his feet and then just almost looped the ball over the ring of fielders who were in during the power play. And again, it didn't bounce very many times before it went to the boundary.
Yeah, to me, that's Joss Butler at his best. Just really dominant off the back foot. He's just lifted that over, probably over extra cover's head. So much power behind that shot. I don't know how he does that, beyond me.
Well, Shadul Thakur comes in to the attack now. He was the man who took two wickets and two balls and derailed England's innings last time, but that is smashed away by Butler for a magnificent six. Welcome to the attack, Mr. Thakur. Bye-bye. And that is an absolutely wonderful shot and a great way to introduce himself to the new batsman. Bhuvneshwar Kumar looks on slightly bemused manner. Butler moves to 19 off 9.
Just too much width there from Thakur. That's just an easy shot for Joss Butler. He will practice and practice that in the nets. And that is that's the ball that you want to face, first ball from a seamer.
In comes Thakur again, and that's just flicked away almost disdainfully by Milan for four. It was down the leg side, showing the importance of right-hand, left-hand combinations, going for the single, putting the batsman off his line. That would have been a half-decent ball to Joss Butler, but to the left-handed Milan, thank you, a gimme four.
Yeah, just got his line slightly wrong there, and just, I think that's what Milan actually does quite well. He punishes the bad ball, and that's easy four runs for him there.
Natarajan in once again. Milan is hitting this one over the infield in the offside, and it will run away for four runs, and the run fest continues. Milan goes to 31 from 18 balls. England are 59 for one with four balls of the power play, six overs to go, trying to make 225 to win this series here on TalkSport 2.
Maka, do you reckon that David is hearing the noise that is coming from the outside? Basically, none of us three have picked him, and I'm sure there's murmurs that have been going on. He's going, all right, okay, I'll show you why I'm T20 player number one.
Well, he's picked the right time to do it. Shadul Thakur outside of off stump. Milan hammers this through the covers. Can the sweeper get around? Oh, he can, but he can't prevent the ball going over. Shreyas Iyer gets down well to his left-hand side, but couldn't take enough momentum off with the ball. He stopped it, but the momentum of the ball took the ball onto the rope, which Shreyas Iyer had already made contact with himself, and it's another 466 for one.
Yeah, great shot. As Jar was saying, you know, he loves the pace on the ball, does Milan, so it does surprise me that India haven't bought on a spinner yet to see what he can do, but yeah, great attempt by Shirai out there.
Joss Butler is back on strike. He's coming down the pitch. He's hit this one high, hard and handsome over the boundary at long on. And it's another six for England. Another one for Joss Butler. England 74 for one. Butler goes to 29 from 17. And that is three sixes already. And we're only two balls into the eighth over.
Yep, he was coming. He came early. And he was dancing down the wicket, and he just makes it look so easy. That bottom hand just comes through very, very quickly right at the end. And he dispatched that 82 metres back. I reckon it could have been even further, Macca.
Well, when you add the arc onto that, I mean, that went about 120, including all of that. That was a good hit from Joss Butler. That was clean. He comes in again between umpire and stumps. It's short and wide. Butler flays this over the offside, over extra cover. You can't give Joss Butler space and room like that. He gets up and underneath it, and Chahar experimented with the last two balls of that over. It is still gone
for 15. England 82 for 1 after 8. Trying to make 225 to win this game.
Milan is facing Hardik Pandya, who bowls a cutter and it's hit through mid-off. Oh my goodness, that's a really good shot from David Milan. It looked like he was punching to mid-off and it goes away for 4. It was almost a round arm delivery from Hardik and he came around, but it just ended up as a perfect almost half volley for David Milan, who pinged it down the ground. No follow through whatsoever. The bat barely got past the vertical plane and it screams away for 4. Chahar is going to continue the leg spinner and Josh Butler hammers him over the leg side. First ball of the over for 6. And there are very few people in this ground, but he's just scattered 4 camera operators who are standing around the mid-wicket boundary. And Josh Butler has got 43 from 23 balls. And that is his 4th 6 of the innings. England 97 for 1.
Yeah, England's gun T20 player. Can't drop it short at the best of times, but not to Butler. Rocks on the back foot and pulls it with disdain over deep square mid-wicket. Great shot. Bowler under pressure. 6 first ball. What you got?
Doesn't really matter how you approach the wicket if you're a leg spinner and you bowl half trackers. That's a general rule.
You know that very well, don't you?
More than anyone probably in the world.
I witnessed your 10 ball over in Sri Lanka. Next delivery from Chahar is a wide and it will be called back and he will have to re-bowl that. 98 for 1.
10 ball over because it was a scheduled 10 ball over. It wasn't, but I was actually a 12 ball over because I got called for 2 wides.
Yes, you did. We took on the Barmy Army in a 100 match, so we had a 10 ball over. Jared was captain and nominated himself to bowl it.
Shocking.
Chahar bowls a googly to Butler. It's going to turn it through mid-wicket. They'll take 1. They're going to take on Rohit Sharma and they will take 2 comfortably. That brings up the 100 for England. They are 100 for 1.
So in comes Natarajan to the left-handed David Milan and he flicks it away and I think he'll get 4, and he does get 4. Really beautifully placed by Milan, and he is the first of the two to reach his 50, coming off just 33 deliveries, 8 fours and a 6. Had a few people questioning his place in the team. He has fought back with a fine half century and given England a base from which to work from as they pursue the 225 runs, remember, that they need for victory. So his first half century of this particular series. But he has a few for his country. Natarajan in again, and Milan goes inside out and smashes him over extra cover for a 6. Cover drive 6. We were admiring the Indian batsman who managed that earlier. David Milan has shown that an Englishman could do it too. 58 he moves to, and a quite glorious shot.
It's a great shot. Just give himself some room. Again, the bowler long in his length in that slot, and he's able to get up and underneath it. Great hands, great poise. And it sails over the boundary. Fantastic shot. Just open up the hands a little bit at the last moment. Fantastic shot over cover. You don't see it too often, but when you do, really is a fantastic cricket shot.
Butler, 49 not out. Looking to see whether he can score his 12th half century for England in T20s. Oh, and I think he's out. I think he had a bit of a mo. There was certainly a sound. The wicketkeeper thinks he might have had it. He stepped outside leg. The bowler saw it. He then had a swing and a miss. There was a definite sound. Rishabh Pant thinks he might have edged it. And there is a sign from the skipper that he's going to actually review this. And my initial reaction was, just literally from what I heard, was he might well have nicked this on the way through.
You just saw Josh Butler shake his head then as if to say no, not out. I think it came off his pad, actually.
Well spotted, Kate. That's exactly what appears to have happened. There was a little noise. He's backed. It wasn't a pretty shot from Butler. He got himself in a bit of a mess.
I can't decide if that is a really, really average bit of cricket or a really, really brilliant bit of cricket, because Josh Butler has stepped so far outside leg stump, he's actually off the pitch at this point. That's gone past the wide line, the leg side wide line, but it's still hit Josh Butler on the outside of his pad. So it was a rogue bit of cricket and a dot ball in the end.
So India lose a review. Understand why they decided to have a look at it, though. One, it was just Butler, and two, there was a definite noise, but it was off Butler's pad. So Butler remains on 49 from 29 deliveries. Chahar in again, and Butler has swung him away. Oh, and it's one bounce to Washington Sundar. Butler goes through for his 50 from 30 deliveries. David Milan has just brought up his 1,000th run in international T20 cricket off in just 24 matches at an average of 52, strike rate of 145, and there's a reverse sweep missed by Jos Butler. It goes through to the wicketkeeper. It will be no run.
Put that shot away, Jos Butler, and carry on bombing it over mid-wicket.
Yeah, it's a strange one. He's got himself out playing that before, and he's batting so beautifully at the moment. But there are just signs that these two have just lost their way ever so slightly in the last over or so.
We saw a similar thing with the Indian innings, actually. This phase only went for 37 runs for the Indian batsmen.
In again, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, and Butler has thrashed that over mid on straight to the fielder. Hardik Pandya has taken a very nice catch, but Butler was getting frustrated. You could feel that, and now he is gone. India make the breakthrough. Butler's gone from 52 from 34 deliveries. The decision to bring on Bhuvneshwar Kumar has paid big dividends for the hosts, and England 130 for two.
Exactly what Virat Kohli would have asked for here from Bhuvneshwar Kumar. He's come on, he's broken this partnership. Pace on delivery. Jos Butler's tried to hammer that back down the ground. Not quite got all of it. Caught on the boundary. Easy catch for Hardik Pandya.
Wide. Bairstow flays him away from outside off stump, but straight down the fielder's throat. And Johnny Bairstow, well, in trying to keep the run rate going and the pressure off Milan, has sacrificed himself. 7 from 7 for Bairstow. Crucial wicket as far as India are concerned, and England are now 140 for 3, and we're in the 15th over, and just the wheels coming off slightly at the moment.
Yeah, again, slower ball delivery from Thakur. Leg cutter wide outside off stump, and Johnny Bairstow has just tried to throw his hands through that, and he's pretty much catching practice for deep cover. Johnny Bairstow goes 7 off 7, 140 for 3 here live on TalkSport 2.
So Milan facing. Oh, Milan is bowled, and his middle stump has just gone backwards. Brilliant piece of bowling from Shardul Thakur. It was a swing, a big miss, and a very big wicket indeed, as Milan goes for 68 from 46 deliveries. 9 fours and 2 sixes, and he's not going to be the man to see England home. And India very much on top now. After 15 overs, England 142 for 4. They require another 83 from just 30 balls. A word from Kate Cross, and then Andrew McKenna will be with you for the rest of this England innings.
Yeah, it's that man Thakur again, who's just changed the course of this game. Knuckleball there, and it's just held on its line. And you can't say it's a poor shot from David Milan. He felt the pressure. England have really lost the momentum there. 142 for 4 in the 15th over here on TalkSport 2.
I think if you haven't been involved in T20 cricket and you're a casual fan, you'll look at Milan's score there and you'll think, well, that's a really good knock, and he's given England a real chance.
In he comes once again, Hardik, right arm over. Owen Morgan swings hard. It's gone high up in the air. If there's someone underneath this, it should be taken. There is.
KL Rahul is on the field as 12th man, and he takes a looping catch. And Owen Morgan did what he had to do, really, and that was swing hard. But he's been caught for a single from only 3 deliveries, and England are now 5 down. They're 142 for 5. They were 140 for 2 just a few balls ago, but now they are 5 down. 3 balls into the 15th over, and well, 225 is a stiff target in anyone's equation, but England had made a more than decent start at the halfway stage. They were well and truly up with the rate, but India have just taken 3 huge wickets in next to no time.
And Natarajan goes in. It's a leg side-ish low full toss to Stokes, and Stokes has hammered this back past the bowler, back past the stumps.
and it will go all the way for four. Rohit Sharma can't get around and cut that one off, and it will be four. The England 150 is up. It is 150 for five. Halfway through the 17th.
Natarajan, left arm over the wicket to Stokes.
Stokes swings hard at that one. It's through to the keeper, and Ben Stokes has edged that one. No. Yes, he has edged it. It was one of those that there's barely a reaction from the field because, in a sense, it doesn't really matter. India are going to win this anyway. And Stokes is indeed out, caught behind. 14 from 12 deliveries he goes for. England 165 for six with nine balls of their innings to go.
Yeah, Ben trying to give himself a little bit of room, trying to flay him over the covers. He's got a thick edge going through to Pant. Good bowling, Natarajan. You know, to be fair, he's coming to the side for the first time in this series, coming in the last game, and he's done India and his captain fantastically well there. Ben Stokes, who's was England's last hope, really, only getting 14 runs off 12 balls. As I said, you know, not even he was able to sort of play that Hardik role.
Archer has a big swish at this one outside the off stump, gets it out to the offside sweeper. They come back for a second, and that is going to go upstairs to the third umpire. Rishabh Pant again has destroyed the stumps. One of them is actually lying on the floor, and I think Jofra Archer given himself up at this point. I think he's decided he's not going to make it, and he's going to start walking off. The ball goes into Pant's gloves. Blimey, Archer's given himself up. He's only 2 centimetres short of the line. He will be outrun out. And the decision goes on to the big screen that Jofra Archer is indeed run out for one. So he gets the one that was completed, gets the run that was completed. And England are 168 for seven. Charles Secor goes in. Chris Jordan swings this into the leg side. He's got good wood on this one as well, but probably not enough. And he's caught on the mid-wicket boundary. And Chris Jordan, well, he had to. There was nothing else. And even then, all he'd be doing is reducing the amount of deficit at the end of the game. But Surikumar Yadav takes the catch. Chris Jordan gets 11 from 10 deliveries as England lose their 8th wicket. And it's 174 for 8. 182 for 8 on another day would be a good score. But it's too much this evening as Sam Curran hits another one to finish off. Well, that'll put a little bit of a smile on the English faces at the end of it. It's not going to be enough, but Sam Curran smashes this one back past the bowler over his own head for 6. India have won this game, though, by 36 runs. 224 for 2 was their effort with the bat as Rohit made 64. Kohli, 80 not out. Surikumar Yadav, 32. Hardik Pandya, 39 not out. England had to start well and didn't. Jason Roy out to only the second ball that Bhuvaneshwar Kumar sent down in the innings. That was 0-for-1 after 2 deliveries, but it gave Butler and Milan a chance to get together and put scores on the board. They both passed 50. Butler made 52. Milan made 68. But in a crucial period, they lost wickets in that stage. Josh Butler was out the fifth ball of the 13th over. Bairstow was out the third ball of the 15th for 7. Milan went to the final ball of the 15th over. That meant that England had gone from 130 for 1 to 142 for 4. Morgan then added only a single from 4 deliveries. That was 5 down for 142. And by that stage, it was getting too difficult. Stokes made 14. Jordan made 11. But it was too much. And India are victorious in this series. They have won it 3-2.
Not the result that England wanted, but 225 was always going to be a tough ask to chase. India win the match and they win the series 3-2. Well, a reminder to check out the Following On podcast, a great selection of shows released every day with our top team and available wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you watch our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, available after each day's play on TalkSport's YouTube channel. This series, though, is not done yet. On Tuesday, it's the first of 3 one-day international matches. First ball is at 8 o'clock. And of course, there is ball-by-ball exclusive award-winning commentary on TalkSport 2.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.